This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Janet Saidi. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission has approved Ameren Missouri's plan to reduce the land it owns and manages along the shore of the Lake of the Ozarks. Ameren's new property boundary should be good news for many area residents. Veronique LeCapper reports from St. Louis.
Last July, FERC upset many Lake of the Ozarks property owners when it said any lakeshore structures within the boundary of Ameren's Bagnell Dam and hydroelectric project might need to be torn down. The new boundary puts all homes and businesses outside of FERC's jurisdiction. Republican Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler's district includes part of the lake. Her press secretary, Steve Schwartz, calls the plan a victory for common sense and property rights.
While it's not a perfect solution to the problem, to the situation that exists, it is something that should ease a lot of concerns, make a lot of people feel a little more secure in their homes.
The new boundary will exclude about 1,500 structures. I'm Veronique LeCapra.
The state of Missouri collected over $6.6 billion in revenues last month. That's about $220 million more than the state took in a year ago at this time. The improved revenue picture is mainly because of increased collections in state income and sales taxes. Despite the uptick, State Budget Director Linda Lubring says it's unlikely that Governor Jay Nixon will release any additional money for the current year's state budget.
We're about on track with where we need to be, and that means the expenditure restrictions that we have in place would need to stay in place because those expenditure restrictions were in line with the forecasted revenue.
Meanwhile, Governor Nixon has until June 30th to sign next year's state budget into law. He may decide to cut the budget even further than lawmakers did during this year's legislative session by line item veto or by simply withholding money from various state agencies. The Missouri State Museum is featuring its collection from the 1904 St. Louis World's Fair during its Museum After Hours program tonight. KBIA's Mallory Ensor has more.
Visitors will be the first to see the museum's collection of souvenirs and artifacts at the Meet Me at the Fair exhibit since the items were donated last year. This collection ranges from commemorative plates to a clock shaped like the front of a train. Linda Endersby, director of the Missouri State Museum, explains these items will not be available to the public for several years.
Currently, we're processing it. It isn't on exhibit yet, although some pieces will be on exhibit tomorrow. We're developing an exhibit that will come in 2014.
Longtime Jefferson City resident Robert Herman will be a guest speaker at the exhibit. Herman has been a member of the St. Louis World's Fair Society since 1968 and started his own collection 43 years ago.
I have an entire room devoted to it. And when people come to visit, they say, "You've got World's Fair in every room." And that's true.
Herman will speak about the architecture of the St. Louis World's Fair and says he hopes people will appreciate how large and great the fair was. Mallory Enzer, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Janet Saidi.